crack.
Hey. Okay, so welcome back to what is now season 2 of Fighting Reality Back. Okay? And I have a new permanent co-host.
You do?
Yeah, so Ryan's here.
Sign me up for the...
A life sentence.
Indefinitely.
Yeah, a life sentence of being annoyed by me. But anyway, so Rosie's gone home. She has a lot of commitments at home, so she just doesn't have the time to commit to recording the podcast every week, which we so get and we understand, but I want to keep going. And Ryan said he would do it with me, so...
Here we are.
Here we are.
What should we start off with? Our mission, what we're about.
Yeah, okay. So I think the podcast up to this point has been a conversation about things that Rosie and I have experienced and ways our listeners relate to that, ways they don't relate to that. And I think you and I can have similar conversations.
Yeah, and I think kind of like the interesting thing is we're at like completely different parts of our lives. So you're kind of living up abroad, whereas I'm stuck at home in the...
I'm not stuck at home, but
that's what I'm doing. I'm not actually stuck.
I think if we boil down to it, I'm probably more stuck than you are at the minute, but it is what
it is. And then like I'm saving for a house and like...
Oh my God.
Working and driving to Dublin.
I'm saving.
Having no life.
Yeah, I'm saving for a new handbag. we are at different points in our lives, but I think some things we relate on, like you bring a different perspective to things that I talk to you about.
Yeah.
Than any of my
friends. Yeah, 100%. And I find your stories entertaining.
I don't know whether to be offended by that or not.
I'll take it any way you want.
Someone just slammed a door somewhere in my house. Anyway.
Not ideal.
Sorry. Yeah. No, I will. I'll take it as a compliment. My stories are entertaining, but usually afterwards when I'm telling them, not necessarily in the moment that they're happening.
But anyways, we move.
And hopefully... You guys will be able to relate to what we're talking about as well. I think you will.
I think so. As well, like, we're kind of hoping for, like, loads of interaction. Like, we'd like any podcast that I've kind of listened to, I love the interaction part of it.
Yeah, me too. I love to interact with it. I think that I'm friends with these people when I listen to their podcast.
So if you do listen... If you do listen, and we're putting up like the polls and stuff, like interact and
And we also have an email address. It's bitingrealityback@gmail.com. If you want to send us anything,
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. Every day's a school day.
Absolutely right. So, what are we talking about today?
Well, I have had one of the most traumatic weeks of my entire life.
Do tell.
I'm not going to get too in-depth, but we had a family member at home pass away and I'm obviously stuck over in Spain. I'd been home 2 weeks ago, the last time we recorded the pod, to visit said family member. And it's just shit, man. It's so shit being stuck over here when stuff's happening at home and you're not there to be part of it. You know?
Yeah, I can see that being pretty tough.
Yeah, like... And I mean this in the best way possible, and I know that my family and my friends... will understand. I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything at home a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because the good things that are happening there, I've experienced all of them for like years.
Yeah.
Do you know? But when the bad things happen, that feeling of like closeness and community that you have with your family and your friends and stuff at home, even though I have really good friends here and they're so good to me, they don't understand how my past experiences have shaped me into the person that I am, the way people at home do.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Yeah, but other than that, it was a hard week. It is what it is. Other than that, it's fine. Like, I'm good.
Good. I actually had a pretty shit week as well.
You were telling me this on the phone, and there was the fucking fires in Valencia this week as well. People were, like, genuinely concerned about that. I called you on Thursday. I was walking home from work. And I was like, I can smell smoke. I can taste it in my mouth. I could see the ash flying through the air.
I thought someone was just like having a barbecue. Like, that's the impression that I got. Someone's having a barbecue.
I said this to somebody. When there's a fire at home, it's generally, and I say this not as lightly as it's going to come across, but it's generally not that serious.
Yeah, it's normally like someone that is like washing diesel and it goes up on fire.
Yeah.
So normal.
Yeah. It's like a bomb. It's a bonfire, or it's tires, or it's something that's like out and away from people. But this was like a 92 flat.
Yeah.
Apartment
scary
block.
Stuff.
Like almost 500 people lived there.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was bad, and it's in the city center. But say like I'm on the east of the city center. It's on the west of the city center.
Yeah.
But when I was walking home from work, I could see it burning. Like 4 people, I think, so far have died.
Yeah, because I heard it on the radio maybe yesterday and I was like, shit, there's me joking about a barbecue.
No, I know. And Friday, there was like still 15 people missing.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I know.
Wow.
Not a great week for Valencia.
No. What happened to me? My week was just shit with work. It was just one of those weeks where... It started off unreal. Started off really good. And then...
Okay. It was all downhill from
there.
It
just went all downhill. Like, I won't really get into it. But, like, I had to stay back after work, which I never do. Like, 10 minutes before.
Oh, God, love you.
I know. And then the fucking M1 was closed. 2 days. Like...
Yeah, that's not good.
And then you think you know this really good shortcut. And...
Everybody else knows it as well. Yeah, I get it. I so get it. I miss driving so much, though.
Yeah, I really do not mind driving. Like, I'll happily drive anywhere. I just think it's so convenient.
I love driving. I hate traffic.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Naturally, the two don't go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. And, like, what you're dealing with all the time is traffic. Like, driving up and down to Dublin every day.
Every day. The fucking M50 is a car park. And I hate it.
And you have your own parking space right there.
Literally.
Yeah, no. Anything else about your week?
No. Unfortunately, that's it. Like, this is...
Well...
Go on.
I have been out for the last 2 nights.
Wow.
Friday night, we didn't leave my house until, like, almost 1:30. We went to one of the shittest clubs I've ever been in.
Nice.
And I've been there before, so I've chosen to go back.
That's pretty stupid.
Oh, I know. The club scene here is not great, okay?
Really? Because I would have said it was the other way around.
No. I love a nightclub. I love to dance. I'm terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm atrocious, but I love it. But the music here is just not my kind of music.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel you.
I like good music and they don't play very much of that.
Yeah. So basically...
Maybe it's good in Spanish, like, but the music that they play in English is like Nicki Minaj, Starships, like...
But you know what? Like, all the clubs here, not all, but like a lot of nightclubs play that,
week.
Like, it's so shit. Like,
yeah.
I hate it.
I know. But at least you know the words to like every song.
Yeah, fair. Valid.
Because in my head, if I don't know the words, I'd rather be dancing to techno than dancing to a song with words which I don't know or understand.
Yeah, that's totally valid.
Yeah. So I was out Friday night in the shit club. Then yesterday, got up, went to the park with my friends, came back, drinks again, out again. I think they played 3 good songs last night in the place I was in.
Okay, not ideal.
Yeah, and they weren't even that good. They were just ones that I knew.
Maybe you shouldn't go there again.
If I'm being, we were there last weekend as well. I'm sorry if there's background noise where I am. People just refuse to be silent here.
Don't they know we are recording a podcast?
I know. Someone should have told them. I was going to say something else about that. Oh yeah, if I'm being so, so real right now, I think I'm probably still a little bit drunk.
Okay. Drinking on the job.
So we'll see how that goes.
Right.
Yeah, my week other than that, I have nothing.
Yeah,
nothing
it,
left
it,
to
it's been a pretty boring week for me as well.
My week wasn't boring though, it was just shit, and today's Sunday, I'm glad to see the back of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see the back of it. Next week will be better.
I hope so. I'm going to try do something for next weekend. I don't know what I'm doing, but I need to plan, because I didn't plan anything this weekend. Normally what I do is I wait until like Saturday morning and I'm like ringing and texting everyone, make plans with me, make plans with me.
I get that. I so get that. I hate being in the house though.
Same. Like, as soon as I can get out of the house, I'll get out of the house. I'm just not good at forward planning my weekends.
I like when someone else does it for me.
That's really convenient, but it doesn't work like that.
No. Well, sometimes it does. Depends how many people you have around you.
True, true.
No, I'm not good at forward planning my weekend either. But then also, when it comes to making plans, I have to know everything. I need to know what time we're going at. I need to know what people are wearing. I need to know... I don't need to know where we're going, but I need to know what everyone else is feeling in relation to what we're doing.
We are polar opposites. I'll just rock up to anything. Like, don't need to know anything.
Now, if I don't know anything, I can deal. But ideally, I will have talked to somebody else about what they're wearing and what time they're going there.
Okay, getcha.
Mightn't impact my choices. But at least I'm operating with some more information, you know. Anyway, let's talk about something else. I'm getting bored.
We just rambled there. Like, what the fuck? And we literally talked about nothing.
No, I know.
Right. What are we doing? Lies. Biggest lies our parents told us.
I don't know if mine are very interesting, right?
Right.
So, the first one I have is... them telling you that having the light on in the car is illegal.
What?
Yeah, were you not told
No.
that?
No.
Yeah, I was always told that if you turn the light on inside the car while you're driving, it's illegal to stop us, like, turning the light on in the back of the car.
I don't think that's true. Like, it's really annoying, don't get me wrong. Like, when someone has a light on when you're driving.
It's not illegal. If it was illegal, surely the lights wouldn't be there. Or they wouldn't work when you were driving.
That's a very valid point.
But this is... I never turn the light on now while I'm driving, ever, because it just... it's ingrained in me to think that you can't do it. Someone just sent me a message on Tinder.
Read it out. Quick.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Go.
It's going to say, like, hola, guapa. Okay, go on. Tell me a lie.
That mind told... my biggest one is probably what my mom told me about magpies.
Okay.
So she told me...
Okay, it's worse than hola guapa. It's just the two little purple devil emojis. Just two of those.
What are you going to say back?
Do you think I reply to these people?
Yes. No. Go for the, like, a cowboy emoji. Please.
For the podcast, I will. This man's not even attractive. Why did I match with him? But also, it's very difficult to have banter with people whose first language is not the same as yours.
Chatbot. That's all I'm going to say.
No. Shut up. That's like part of your personality now.
It really is.
Yeah, it so is. Okay, I sent him a cowboy emoji.
Okay. Keep us posted.
I will. Okay, magpies, go on.
So you know the way you salute a magpie?
Yes.
My mom told
me another message already.
Oh my god. Tell him to fuck off, I'm trying to tell a story here.
Yeah, go on.
So magpies, my mom told me that you stick your middle finger up at a magpie and you don't salute them.
I love that.
I did it for years, like did it in school, did it for years. And then I was over at my auntie's house. And, like, she's a real holy Joe. Like, goody good two shoes. Like, the biscuits are and all the goodies are locked in the press. And
so she's not an auntie that you like. Likes that kind of an auntie.
Yeah, it wasn't the fun auntie, put it like that.
Okay.
But we were all eating dinner and I started sticking my finger up, like, out of nowhere. And they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just like, I seen a magpie. And she was like, Ryan,
you don't... How old are you at this stage?
Probably like 8 or 9. So,
okay.
Like, my mom started when I was quite young telling lies.
Okay. And no one ever said to you, what the hell are you doing?
No. Not until that point.
Never.
No. And then she, like, full on was like, Ryan, you can't do that. That's so rude and so bold. And I was like, but my mom told me to do that.
Your mom sounds like a legend. Are you superstitious?
No, but I do salute magpies. I just think it's a nice one.
I'm so superstitious. I don't know where it came from.
Are your parents superstitious?
Marginally, but not as much as I am. No, my dad salutes magpies. I've never seen him do any of the other ones. I won't walk over 4 drains. If I scratch my nose, we're shaking hands. I'm not splitting a pole.
You won't walk on the cracks. Under a ladder. Remember.
No, I walk on the cracks. I walk on the cracks. I'd rather not. It's the drains. You've seen me not walk over the drains.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did make you shake hands at me on multiple occasions when we split a pole.
Yeah. I was like, she's nuts. You can't be hanging around with her.
Also, this has been long established prior to any superstitions.
That's valid. Right, what else do you have?
My parents, when I'd be like throwing a tantrum, would always tell me they're going to send me to boarding school.
Yeah, we got that as well.
Yeah, they're going to send me to boarding school. And for years this worked, right? For years, like, me and my sister would be fighting and they'd be like, if you don't stop now, you're going to boarding school. And I'd get all scared. Oh, Andrew sent me a second message. He's double texting. And eventually, the idea of boarding school actually became a little bit appealing.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, you're going to boarding school. And I'd be like, fine.
Call them on their bluff.
Fine, let's go. I'll go to boarding school. Let me go pack my bags. And then it stopped.
Yeah, you called them.
They knew this lie was going to start costing them money, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it stopped.
What else?
I have, when you tell a lie, them telling you that your tongue's black.
I think everyone gets that. Like,
it's
such a cliche.
I know, but it's still a lie that they told us.
Yeah, yeah.
And some part of your brain for a couple of years did believe it. Do you know, like, you can't tell me you didn't ever look in the mirror at your tongue to see if it was black after you lied.
I did, without a doubt.
Of course, everyone did.
And, like, they always knew.
Oh, no, I know.
Like, always.
I know.
Like, they never got it wrong.
That must be something to do with, like, your body language or your facial expression, though.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I can tell when somebody's lying. What? I don't always call them on it, but I can tell.
What? With, you know the eye trick where they look a certain way with their eye? After they say something. You just did it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. I can't lie, though.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
If anything, I tell people too much of the truth.
Yeah, you are quite the open book.
Like, whether it's about my life or it's my opinion on something that they've said, I'm never telling a lie. It would never be my instinct to jump to, let me not tell the truth about this.
Yeah, whereas I would tell a lie for entertainment purposes.
In what circumstance?
Like one at work, we had a roster. Okay. And when someone left, they would put vacancy at the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. And someone asked me, who is vacancy? And I goes, no, that's not, it's Vicani. It's a new French student that we have.
And that's not an entertaining lie. Who believed that?
Everyone. And they'd be like,
oh, here.
Here, I haven't worked with Vicani yet. When's Vicani starting? And I'd be like, oh, no, she's not on your shift, but like next week. And then when we hired someone to replace Vicani, I'd be like, oh, no, she didn't last long. She didn't really like it. And then again, Vicani's starting again. Like, it was brilliant.
Thank God you met me, because you must have been hanging around with the world's stupidest people before this.
That's, yeah. Well, like, it's retail.
Holy shit. Yeah, but I worked in retail forever, and the people that I worked with were so unbelievably intelligent. Like, we were all wasted at what we're doing. Now, I obviously don't work there anymore. I'm teaching now. But, like, I'm seeing some of the girls that I used to work with going off and doing shit that they talked about really wanting to do.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that so much.
Yeah. Well, like, there's not much to retail.
No, a trained monkey could do our job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Also, there's, like 20% of the retail staff that would be at home actually working in shops here. Everything is self-service.
Stop.
Everything is self-service.
That's the way it is going to go here, like, in Decathlon. Zara as well, like, it's self-service.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know there's a few places in Dublin like that, but everything here is like that.
Mad.
Yeah. And you can't really pay in cash in most places, which is sort of annoying.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Why do you have cash?
No comment.
Oh.
Okay, another lie. Oh, one of my friends told me this one. He's from Greece, right? And he was saying there's a guy where he lives that goes around on a Sunday, and if you leave something out that you no longer want, he will collect it. So, like, your fridge or your washing machine or whatever. He comes around every Sunday, and he said his parents used to tell him when he was being bold that if he didn't behave, they'd put him out for the Sunday guy to collect him.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's really mean. Brilliant.
It's a good one, though, isn't
it?
Yeah,
no, brilliant.
Yeah.
I can see
especially
that.
Especially because he really exists, like.
Does he? It was like...
Yeah. No, this guy actually comes around on a Sunday where he lives and collects things that people no longer want.
I think that's a thing in Friends as well, isn't it? An episode of Friends. Maybe not. Either Friends or How I Met Your Mother. It's one of them.
How I Met Your Mother with the sofa.
Yeah.
With the sofa.
Yeah, yeah.
On the street, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's also Friends.
There you go.
I think it is also
Friends. It's clearly a real thing.
It is clearly a real thing. I'm definitely still drunk. I can feel it in my eyes.
Do you feel hungover or do you just feel drunk?
No, I don't feel hungover. I feel like I live on a boat right now.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. What was your gross story? You told me you had a gross story.
It wasn't a lie, though.
What?
It wasn't a lie, but I'll tell it anyways. Like, it doesn't really fit.
Okay.
So I was in my office...
Okay.
And I was just after doing a fart.
Okay. Who walked in?
We have like an admin. She does like the admin for all of us. And she opened the door and she goes, she's like, Ryan, are you wearing aftershave today? And I was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, why? No. I actually was. And then she goes, oh, it's lovely. And she walked like literally a foot away from me. And she was like... She's like, yeah, it's really nice. It's very musky, though. I was like...
This poor woman.
I was like, thanks. I was like, I can't tell her.
No, you can't tell her. You're not close enough yet.
Poor woman.
Oh, my God. That is gross.
And, like, it did smell. Like, as soon as I did it, I was like, that is awful.
Obviously, not everyone agreed.
No.
I wear so much perfume on a night out that I don't understand how I can't smell it myself.
It's a bit of a whore's handbag.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because I spray it on, right? I can smell it for 2 minutes. And then I'm like going back out to have more drinks. And we do pre-drinks in my house like 90% of the time.
Yeah.
And then it's coming up to us like getting ready to leave. I'm spraying more perfume and then I'm spraying more perfume. But I can't smell it myself, so I don't know if other people can smell it or not.
Yeah, I don't really know.
But sometimes when I lift my clothes or something the next day, I can smell it from them, so I know that it was always there. Was that you or me? That siren.
That was me. Sorry.
Okay.
Won't happen again.
Don't be sorry. Well, you're not driving the ambulance.
There's a thing that Gandhi said, or maybe it's a monk or something. He's like,
You can't open with there's a thing that Gandhi said if you don't know that Gandhi said it.
I don't know. It's one of those monkey lads anyways.
Lads. Okay, go on.
He said, we're very good at smelling other people's problems, but we're not very good at smelling ourselves. I don't know if that's relatable.
Yeah, that's quite deep.
But he... I think it's oh shit. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh, what?
We just
happened?
Had to take a quick vape break because Ryan's too popular and is getting multiple phone calls.
So annoying. And you did tell me to put my phone on not silence, airplane mode. And I was like,
I hate
I know
when people
better.
Put their phone in airplane mode, though. Better. I don't know why I said that. In the club last night, my phone was in airplane mode the whole time because it was only on 30% and I didn't know how I was getting home.
That sounds like you're up to no good.
Sounds like. It sound like whatever it wants. I'll leave you to come to your own
come
conclusions.
Here. I have one.
One what? Yeah, but you have the conclusion because you're fully informed. You have the conclusion because I've given it to you anyway.
We're getting sidetracked here.
We'll talk about it another time.
Moving on. I've one more lie that
okay.
is that probably the told. Biggest. Yeah, I don't know if I told you or not about it. But it's been going on probably since I'm 12.
What?
I have told everyone that I'm allergic to peanuts. Severely allergic to peanuts because I hate them. So, like, if people are eating peanuts around me, I'm like, you can't be eating that around me. I'm allergic. And they're really like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I won't eat peanuts around you. So this has been going on.
Why do you hate peanuts?
I just hate the taste. Like, if I ate a Snickers, which I have done by mistake, thinking it was a Mars bar, I'm vomited.
Can you read?
It was like one of the... It was at, like, a birthday party. And you know the way they have the little bars and they weren't like the proper ones.
Oh, yeah, and I
one.
Forgot like birthday
ones.
Parties erase your ability to read. I completely forgot, sorry.
Whoa, unnecessary. But anyways, I'd puke if I had a Snickers bar.
You'd puke if you had a Snickers bar?
Yeah, I have done. Like, I've puked when I've eaten a Snickers bar, like projectile.
Okay, so there are two possibilities here. One, you're lying to me right now. Two, you actually are on some level allergic to peanuts.
Well, no, because I love satay.
I was going to say, do you like satay? Satay's my favourite.
Love satay. But I can't order it around people I've told the lie to.
Just tell them you're not allergic to satay. Tell them it's not real peanuts in satay. Take the lie so much further. Completely gaslight them into altering their belief system of what is in Chinese food. Because it's not like they're going to know for certain. They just know what they've been told.
I would say there's five people. Well, obviously there's going to be more now that know that I'm not actually allergic to peanuts.
I don't understand. Okay, so I've come to the conclusion that you're lying about throwing up if you eat a Snickers. I believe that you feel like you want to throw up if you eat a Snickers.
No. It's completely true.
Well, unless you can prove it, I'm not believing it.
I will prove it.
Okay.
Just have like an EpiPen handy just in case I actually am.
Don't listen to him. If you're listening to this and you're hearing him, don't ever take him seriously.
I've more or less out myself saying that I like lying for entertainment purposes.
I can't do it. I'm not a natural born liar, right?
Either you have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And you obviously don't have
it. No, I don't have it. It's too hard for me. So much harder for me to lie than to just tell the truth. Oh my God, my stomach's making noise.
Yeah.
I really want satay now.
I'm probably going to get a Chinese tonight.
They don't have Chinese here. I'm so sad.
The Chinese is in Dundalk. They are very good.
They slap. The Chinese is in Ireland in general slap.
I don't think Dundalk folk realise how lucky they are. Like, there's lads that I work with. Do you think?
We're very appreciative of our takeaways.
Do you know that people in Uri drive to Dundalk for a Chinese?
I don't doubt it because everything in Uri sucks balls.
It does. Yeah. Like, it's such a shithole.
It is. No offense.
It's probably not even that bad. I just think it's real depressing. Like, every time I go to it.
I think
not as depressing as Drogheda. I was just about to say that. Drogheda is just like depression.
It is. I find Dublin so depressing though.
No, I disagree.
It's always grey, right? The undertone of everything in Ireland is grey, right? And then on top of that, you have the weather and the fact that everything is always wet because it's constantly raining. And wet when things get wet, it brings a grayness to any situation. So it just, to me, it's just always depressing.
Okay. I mean, there's other things in Dublin that would be more depressing.
Like what?
Than that there. Like all the junkies and homeless people.
Yeah, well, that's sad. That's upsetting. But I think even if you removed all the people from Dublin and all the stress of Dublin, because Dublin is a stressful city, there's nobody there who's relaxed about the business they're going about.
It is.
I think if you took 100% all of that away and you stood there and you looked around, it's not going to inspire greatness in you, I don't think.
No.
Yeah. I'm looking at my window now and there is a grayness to today here, which...
Oh, no.
I know. Dublin on a sunny day, I love, right? But people in Dublin are fucking stressed.
Yeah, especially city centre, like...
Yeah. Like, people here are not stressed.
Valencia is supposed to be, like... Like the San Diego of Spain, like it's supposed to be like real chill.
It's very chill. The people are very relaxed. Everything is mañana. It's...
What the fuck is that?
Tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, like not a now problem.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I do like it as well. But even in Amsterdam, people were much more relaxed than in Ireland.
Well, that's because they're all fucking...
I knew you were going to say that. And I struggle to believe that you're that closed-minded.
It was just a natural thing.
Yeah,
to
no,
say.
I know. But I thought, I didn't think you'd take the bait.
I did. Take it again.
Nah,
no problem.
Not everyone in Amsterdam is stoned, contrary to popular belief. Everyone who goes there on a weekend is probably stoned. But everyone else,
yeah,
who like lives there and is just going about their life, some of them are stoned, yeah, but some of them are stoned everywhere.
Yeah, but I would say the vast majority, not the vast majority, that's wrong.
No, you can't.
The percentage of stoned people versus another city, you'd have to say, is a bit higher.
The frequency with which people in Amsterdam are getting stoned may be higher.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people who are conducting their entire lives stoned, I don't think would be much higher than any other city.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I haven't been, in fairness, so
You've
I
You've never
really
been to
can't.
Amsterdam?
No.
You're joking.
I joke you not.
It's the best city in the entire world.
I do want to go.
It's a place
There's other
that,
places that...
No, it's a place that, like... They have eradicated what I've said about grayness, right?
Okay.
In like it's always raining there as well, not as much as at home, but like when it's raining, it's fucking raining in Amsterdam. And when it rains there, it's still beautiful.
Oh.
It's the most gorgeous place I've ever been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just think it's impossible for Amsterdam to look bad.
The most beautiful place you've been?
The most beautiful city, I think. Like, obviously, there are things that hold beauty in a different way, like the countryside, the beach, you know, all this stuff. Like, the beach near Amsterdam, it's not too far away, but it's not the most beautiful beach in the world. Like, it's grand. But the city centre, everything looks so good. Everything matches so well. The municipality have like an agreement of like what color people can paint their doors, so everything is in tune with each other.
No way.
Yeah, it's really cool. They have their shit together.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I need a new place to go to this year, so.
You have to come and visit me before I leave here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you don't have to, but, like, it's a cool place and it would be cool for you to see it when you know someone who's living here.
It came up on my TikTok, places to go in Spain, best places to go in Spain, and Valencia was number one.
What?
Yeah.
I love it here, I really do. I think, like, in terms of quality of life, here is probably better than Amsterdam because... you're not, maybe it's just because the nightlife is not as good. You can relax. You know, when you're going out, you're going out. When you're not going out, you can relax and you don't feel like you're missing out on things.
Gotcha, yeah.
Do you know? And it's very beautiful. The people are really nice. The language is not something I'm really picking up, but that's more about me than the language. No, it's a
But
good
like
place.
you can get by without the language, like, can't you?
Yeah, no, you can. You can. And the bits that you really need, you will pick up.
Yeah.
I'm actually thinking of moving somewhere else now, though.
Do tell.
Remember I said last week I was going to come home?
Yeah.
I thought about it more and more, right? And I probably will come home for a little while, but I just don't think it's for me.
That's valid.
I know. Like I've always envisioned my life of my future self in Ireland. Like there's never been a question about that. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I just don't know if I want to live in the rain forever.
Is this solely being based on rain? Because, no
100%.
offense, rain isn't actually that bad. Like, get over it.
That's not true though.
No, I 100%, like, the rain is really not that big of a deal.
No, I like rain sometimes, but I hate going to bed at night knowing that when I wake up the next day, I'm more than likely going to have to deal with rain and conduct my life in the rain all the time. You have to approach
That's.
every situation differently when you know it's going to be raining.
I mean, leave a fucking umbrella in your car. Like, get over
No, but like, even. No.
it.
Yeah, I. So.
I see your point. I see your point.
Yeah. Like, I can just leave the house here
Yeah.
whenever I want. And I don't have to think about how I'm gonna survive the elements.
Does rain really cause you that much distress?
Yeah, I hate it. No, it's different at home. Yeah, I actually do. It does. It does. Like,
Wow.
how the fuck do you get up at 5 a.m. and leave the house in the fucking rain every day?
Well, like, my car is literally 5 meters away from my front door.
Yeah, and it's raining for those 5 meters, and then it's raining in the car when you're driving, and then it's raining when you park the car and you get out and you walk to your office, and then it's raining when you have to leave your office and you have to do things.
It just really doesn't bother me. I don't even think about it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. I also love the sun though, more than most people, I think.
Do you burn?
No.
Are you a burner? A
No.
tan?
Yes. I'm
Okay.
like naturally yellow though.
Quite
Like,
yellow, yeah.
yeah,
I think I
I'm.
am as well.
Yeah, you're quite sallow. Do you remember when you came back? Where did you come back from? And I was like, holy shit, have you been on the beds?
Well, in fairness, like, I was I was like
Did I just
all over the
expose
world.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you were away for months.
Yeah, where was I? So,
Did you go
Thailand,
to Canada
Singapore.
first? Was that.
No,
Okay.
Canada wasn't on it. Thailand, Singapore, Tokyo, Perth, Sydney, Fiji, New Zealand, back to Perth, and then Bali.
He's been to Bali, but he's never been to Amsterdam.
I
You're
know.
cracked, man.
I need to do more around Europe. Like, that's. I really haven't done enough.
Europe's my comfort zone. The
Yeah.
whole like Asia thing. Like, that's so impressive. That is so impressive. And I'd love to do it. I just have way too much stuff.
To take with you.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. I had to, like, smuggle so much stuff. Like, you're only allowed. For some reason, when I booked it, my first flight, so my flight leaving Dublin and then coming back to Dublin, I had a 23-kilo bag and a, like, bag, fucking cabin
That you bring
baggage.
on the plane, yeah.
But every other single flight, I had a 10-kilo bag. And my suitcase was 14 kilos, and then my backpack was 18 kilos.
No, absolutely
Yeah.
not.
And I got
Absolutely
away with it.
not.
I managed to sneak it through all 20, no, 19 flights. I managed to get
19
it past.
flights.
Isn't that impressive?
That's so impressive. The
I know.
fact that you did 19 flights in one trip is impressive alone. It's not very
Yeah.
environmentally friendly now that I think about it, but.
No, I'd love to see my carbon footprint.
You're like Stormzy.
Yeah.
That's mad. No, I moved here with 50 kilos of luggage.
Fuck off.
And one of my suitcases was 6 kilos overweight, so I actually had 56 kilos of luggage.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and I didn't even know if I was going to stay.
Fuck's sake.
Like, I told you I was coming, I told a few of my friends, but most people I told, like, oh yeah, I'm going to Valencia to see what it's like. And then I just didn't come back.
Nice.
Yeah, me. Imagine though, if I'd gotten here and after 2 weeks I was like, do you know what, this isn't for me. Let me and my 55 kilos of luggage go home.
Wow.
What was I thinking? Like,
But you didn't though. You're still
yeah,
there.
deep down I knew that I was gonna stay. Do you know? And that's the only reason I took so much shit with me.
I'm trying to think, could I fit 50 kilos of my clothes? Like, the reason my bag was so heavy was because I had my laptop, my cameras, my GoPros, like all my electrical stuff in my bag was like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Cameras, plural.
Yeah, exactly.
For what reason?
Why did I take cameras?
No, I understand why you take a camera. Why do you take multiple?
So you have your phone, then you have your like good camera for taking like your nice photos, and then you have your GoPros for taking like action shots where if you were to drop it wouldn't
It will
get
survive.
damaged.
Okay.
Also waterproof.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you need to think of these things.
Do you have the desire to like live somewhere else, or are you happy at home?
I'm kind of happy at home for the moment. I was going to move away. Like, I still have a visa for Canada that's still valid for another couple of months. But I
If
think
you
I have.
don't use it,
Go
is it
on.
not really hard to get it again?
No. Well,
Okay.
maybe. I don't know.
I think it
It could
is.
be.
Yeah, I think it
Well,
is.
the fact I didn't activate is maybe not. But I feel like I have a mission now, what I need to do. And, like, I have my heart set on doing that, like buying a house and stuff. I'm like, it's literally the only regret I have in life is I didn't buy a house sooner. Like, that's the only thing I regret.
Oh, in 2006, when I was 6 years old, why was I not buying houses?
Literally, yeah.
They were actually really expensive then. 2008 was kind of the sweet spot, but nobody had any money.
Well, a lot cheaper than now.
Oh yeah, this is true. This is so true.
Fuck me, it's like ridiculous. And the
It's
fact I'm
outrageous.
doing, like, I'm buying a house by myself, I have to save almost like for two people.
Yeah, I get that.
So I'm just
Yeah.
gonna do it. And then,
I've
yeah.
come to the conclusion that I probably won't own a house in Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not like it used to be number one on my list of
Yeah.
priorities. Do you know what I mean? Like getting my shit together in order to have a house.
Yeah.
But I just think at the minute it's as close to unobtainable as it can probably be.
100%, like
And
right now, like.
therefore, yeah, it's just not worth worrying about.
Yeah. Tomorrow problem.
Manana.
Manana.
Yeah, I know. But I don't want to talk about that anymore because I think I start thinking about this and then I actually freak out. I called my mom shortly after I moved here, right? And
Right.
I was freaking out on the phone. And she was like, "What? What's happened? What's wrong?" And I was like, "I just don't know how I'm supposed to get my shit together in order to be an adult."
Okay.
Like, and this the house thing is what gets me every time because, like, for the house that I want, when I was like curating this vision as a child, teenager, up till now, it was attainable. You know, it was going to take a lot of hard work, but I could do it. Whereas now, like, it would take a fucking miracle for me to do that.
Yeah. You also have to be
Anyway,
kind of like practical about it. So,
pragmatic. Yeah, I know.
like, I thought that I want like a massive house with
You
like
want
a
the
double
house.
garage. Yeah. But
Yeah.
realistically, I could not be arsed like cutting the grass around the big house. I could not be arsed.
Shut up.
Cleaning a fucking massive house. Like,
shut up.
I'm a massive U-turn.
Cutting the grass is like, I feel like the equivalent of what a face mask is for a woman to a man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but
it's not actually, it's achieving something, like it's something that you do have to do, but you're doing it more for yourself than you are for the thing that it's doing.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a valid point. It's a valid point. I just could not be arsed right now.
My dad got a robot lawnmower. I don't think I've told him.
I know, he showed me like
7 million times. Yeah, he's in love
and
with
like,
it.
Like, shows me, like, live videos of it on the cameras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know. He's watching it go around the garden. I walked out of the garage one day. I heard him come home from work, right? And I was going downstairs to make coffee. And I came out the door and I looked into the garden. And he's just standing there with his hands on his hips, looking into the garden, watching the robot lawnmower drive around.
There's nothing more romantic.
He's in his element.
Yeah.
He's in his element.
I get that. And like, yeah, in so fairness, there's... like my dad's the same, where but like he has to cut his grass like extremely straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like literally would almost have I don't know how he cuts it so straight, but you have to cut it straight.
Did you ever listen to anything my dad has said about this lawnmower? I've heard him tell multiple people, yeah. The thing has the garden like a golf course.
No, he didn't say that to me.
He never said that to you. I've heard him say that to so many people. He's right, though. It cuts it in squares. It's really cool.
No way.
And it'll come down from one set of grass and drive over to another set of grass. And the dogs hate it. The dogs hate it.
I can imagine.
One dog stands in the garden. The way my dad was like standing with his hands on his hips, fondly observing the robot lawnmower, one of the dogs stands in the garden and just barks at it.
Oh, fuck.
He stands there in an aggressive stance and just barks at it.
He's at a stance like he wants to kill this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On his turf.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's waiting for it to bark back. But there's your problem solved, right? Robot lawnmower. Right. The cleaning thing... If you have enough money to have the fuck off house, you're going to have enough money to have a housekeeper come in once a week and tidy for you, right? And then the third thing I want to say is, I feel like in the economic situation we're in at the minute, the house that we all want is further down the line. The first house is not the house. It's just a house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. And I've definitely accepted that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still struggling to accept it, but I think I have time.
You'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But what else do we have?
I'm going to start putting plans into action about where I'm moving next. I feel like we've just shited on for an hour.
Literally.
Yeah, I hope you have found it in some way interesting, but who knows?
We did a lot of rambling. Like, I can't remember what we even talked about. It's just been a ramble.
This is what happens all the time. I promise next week I won't be mildly intoxicated. Actually, no. I promise nothing. I promise nothing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was literally... That's a lie.
Yeah. That's a lie.
I don't lie.
Yeah, no, I know. Right. Well, I think we call it quits.
Yeah, we call it a wrap.
We call it a wrap. But I may or may not be mildly intoxicated next week. But I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, likewise. Do we know what we're doing next week? I actually don't know. Do we know?
I have no... I don't even know what I'm having for dinner today. So next week is really low on my list of priorities right now.
Okay. Well, if anyone that is listening has something that they want us to talk about...
Oh, please tell us. Follow us on Instagram.
Tell us.
Biting Reality Back Pod. Email us if you're that way inclined, bitingrealityback@gmail.com. Send us whatever you want.
Yeah.
I may regret saying that, but we'll see.
I don't know.
An Irish goodbye, I think, is usually the way.
can we do an Irish goodbye on this?
Yeah, say none in death.
No, we won't do that. Right, okay. Adios.
Adios, chicos.